Good morning and welcome to Back to Business with Rob and Alan. I'm Rob Davidson, owner of Davidson Advertising. The sponsors of Back to Business are Tucson Window and Door, Al Coronado Plumbing, Steamy Concepts, WaterTech, Arizona Pest Control, and Allen Shoes. And the program is being paid for by Davidson Advertising and Allen Shoes. This is show number 28, and today is Saturday, November 14th, 2020.
And hello, my name is Alan McCloskey. My wife Annette and I own and operate Allen Shoes in Tucson. You know, Rob, this is a crazy time for us. Besides the pandemic, it's just really hard to make decisions for business. You know, I've caught myself this week, Rob, thinking about what risk do I need to take in order to change my business? And, you know, I went round and round with thinking. I talked to other people, and I discovered that I'm not sure if it's a risk or a chance or the right even thinking that I'm even employing, Rob.
Well, Alan, you know, there's so much uncertainty out there, and, you know, none of us, you know, we're all playing from a blank slate. We really don't know where we're going. But experts who study the way we think and make decisions say that it can be more than politics driving our decision-making this year. The unprecedented nature of the pandemic undermines how we process information and assess risk. Need proof? Look around. It was mid-February, and Maria Konnikova, a psychologist, writer, and champion poker player, was on a multi-city trip. From her hotel room in New Orleans, she called her sister, a doctor, to discuss the emerging COVID-19 pandemic. Konnikova saw there were early cases in L.A. where she was headed for a poker tournament. The odds of Konnikova getting infected at that tournament or spreading the virus was unknown, but as a poker player, she had a lot of experience thinking through the probable risks associated with different scenarios. So she played it conservatively. She cut her trip short and went home to quarantine in New York. The brain acts like certainty, she said. The brain likes black and white. It wants clear answers and wants clear cause and effect. It doesn't like living in a world of ambiguities and gray zones. Many months into the pandemic, even as the nation faces its highest average daily count cases, people still don't agree on how to live in the era of COVID-19. We know how to protect ourselves, washing our hands, wearing masks, and staying socially distant. But many people still take unnecessary risks, even at the highest levels of government. In late September, the White House hosted an indoor party celebrating the nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. It became a possible super spreader event because attendees did not wear masks and ignored social distancing recommendations. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie didn't wear a mask at the event. He also went without one when he helped President Trump prepare for his first debate. Christie later spent a week in intensive care with COVID-19 and then wrote an opinion article in the Wall Street Journal titled, "I Should Have Worn a Mask. I Let My Guard Down," he wrote. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention called on Americans to wear masks in July. So why is it so hard for people to mask up and practice other established behaviors to prevent the spread of COVID-19? The problem, experts who study the way we think say, is that the unprecedented nature of the pandemic makes us vulnerable to subtle biases that undermine how we process information and assess risk. Our brains can play tricks on us. That causes some people to underestimate their risk, according to the experts. When Las Vegas reopened, crowds showed up without masks. An estimated 365,000 people attended the annual Sturgis Motorcycle Rally in South Dakota. Many didn't wear helmets or masks. The festivities included a non-socially distanced concert by Smash Mouth. And even though masks were distributed and required at a recent Trump rally in Erie, Pennsylvania, some attendees did not wear them, and the campaign packed people into crowded buses. It may not always seem like it, but people are rational and weigh the costs and benefits when they make decisions, said Eve Wittenberg, a decision scientist at the Center for Health Decision at the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. People are not stupid here, she said, but they have no experience thinking through a pandemic and are also getting mixed and conflicting messages from leaders. That creates uncertainty and can lead people to rely on patterns of risk perceptions that may not be accurate. People may also be more likely to participate in riskier activities because they tend to behave according to the norms that surround them, said Lisa Robinson, a senior research scientist at the Center for Health Decision Science. If we're surrounded by people who behave a certain way, she said, we're more likely to behave the same way. At this point, the facts about COVID-19 are well established. It's extremely contagious and transmitted via droplets that come from an infected person's mouth or nose. This can happen during speech, coughing, sneezing, or breathing, whether a person is experiencing symptoms or not. Older and sicker people are at higher risk of a serious illness or death. But young, healthy people can still become infected and sick, and they can also put others at risk by spreading the virus. A well-known historical example of people being directed by social norms is smoking. For decades, the societal norm said smoking was cool, even after it was known to kill people. That contributed to a lot of people smoking, willing to take the risk. Then the norm flipped, and smoking became uncool, and fewer people smoked. We take a lot of cues from our environment, Robinson said. If I see a lot of people wearing a mask, I wear a mask. Betsy Palak, a professor of psychology and public policy at Princeton University and MacArthur Genius Fellow, studies how these social norms are formed and how they shift over time. There's a lot of competing information out there, she said. Your individual decisions are very real to you, of course, but they need to be validated by other people in your neighborhood, your organization. Palak said everyone is influenced by social norms, including her. She has a newborn and elderly parents, so she's been cautious during the pandemic. It's getting harder to be careful as people broaden their social lives. So, Alan, there's a lot of interesting things to think about out there when you're making your decisions.
While you were reading that article, I thought about two or three short stories that I thought I would convey. So we're in a restaurant. You know, my wife and daughter and I are we're not even in the studio, so our audience should know that. I'm calling in from a hotel in the Phoenix area, what we thought is a very secluded hotel. And, you know, we're eating in restaurants because, you know, we did bring some food, but there was a need to eat in some restaurants. And I'm thinking, most of these restaurants are pretty empty, but I'm thinking when the waitress or waiter is bringing over some water, some of them are bringing new glasses filled with water, and some of them are pouring water into your glass. But the fact of the matter is, if your waiter is touching your glass to fill in water, he probably just came from another table where he touched someone's glass. Someone's fingers might have been on that glass when he poured their water in their cup. So I'm not sure people are thinking through, every restaurant owner is thinking through the right procedures. Other ones are bringing new glasses to your table. The second story I have is, as I talk to other retailers across the nation, I discovered that some of them are having customers that are coming in, bringing COVID into their environment. For example, someone came in, I might have told the story before, someone came in to a shoe store and they had a special order an item, and they called the customer a few days later, we have your item, and the customer says, well, I'm not going to be in for a while because, as a matter of fact, when I was in last time, I was on my way to get my COVID test, and I tested positive. So that customer, thinking about the risk he was putting the employee in that shoe store at when they came in on their way to a COVID test, don't you think, Rob?
Yeah, that's really amazing, Alan. Just absolutely amazing. And, you know, speaking of retailers, Walmart, beginning today, is resuming monitoring and counting the number of customers entering its stores to make sure it doesn't exceed capacity limits as coronavirus cases surge at record rates across the country. Dating back to April, Walmart has been restricting the number of people in its big box stores to not exceed 5 customers per every 1,000 square feet, or about 20% of a store's capacity. Those levels can also vary based on local mandates. For a period of time, however, the biggest retailer in the U.S. had stopped physically counting people as they came inside and left. We know from months of metering data in our stores that the vast majority of the time our stores didn't reach our self-imposed 20% metering capacity, said a Walmart spokesman. Out of abundance of caution, we have resumed counting the number of people entering and leaving our stores. The move comes as America continues to push new COVID numbers. More than 68,500 are hospitalized with COVID-19 across the country, more than at any other point during the pandemic. And cases continue to rise. Over the past 7 days, the U.S. has reported an average of over 139,900 cases per day, up more than 35% compared with a week ago. Major grocery chains are now starting reinstating purchasing limits on certain items, such as toilet paper and hand sanitizer. In the spring, when the pandemic arrived in the U.S., frantic consumers flocked to stores, stockpiled, and left shelves barren of staples like canned beans and frozen vegetables. Kroger and Florida-based Publix supermarkets earlier this month reinstated buying limits on bath tissue and paper towels. You know, Alan, I was in Target the other day doing some shopping, and the shelves were bare. I couldn't believe it. And I asked one of the workers there, I said, what's going on? And he said, it started all over again. And there was another woman in the store who works for other companies. She stocks the stores for a distributor. And she said everywhere she goes, people are starting to do this again. So it looks like deja vu all over again.
You know, I know what you're saying, Rob. We're starting to stock up for our stores with our PPE. I was able to take advantage of a Pima County program where they are using some of the CARES Act money, and they provided some PPE to businesses, and we got the small pack. And, you know, in addition to the stuff that we bought, and let me just tell you, these disposable masks, which are great, and you need to have those available to your customers in any business, we paid anywhere from a quarter a piece to a dollar a piece, depending on supply and demand. And, you know, we were very happy that Pima County shared some of their CARES Act money and provided that PPE. And we also have lots of sanitizer and cleaning supplies in the stores. And we've spent, our business, our small business, has spent over $5,000 on PPE since March. Isn't that amazing, Rob?
That's absolutely amazing, Alan. And I guess it's just going to continue. So, hey, but our guest, Bruce Tenenbaum from Arizona Pest Control, is on the line, Alan. So I think it might be time for us to take a break. So why don't you continue?
You're listening to Back to Business with Robin Allen on KVOI, 1030 AM, The Voice. Normally have a call-in line. Today we're not, because I'm calling in on that call-in line, and we have our guests on our other line. But if you want to sponsor our show, please call Rob at Davidson Advertising, 629-9555. If you know of a long-term Tucson business that should be highlighted on our show, please call Rob also. Please come back after our commercial break.
For over 37 years, Allen's Shoes has become the place to find quality comfort footwear, great customer service, and the best selection of sizes and widths. Allen's Shoes carries men's and women's shoes from brands such as New Balance, Brooks, Hoka, Birkenstock, Clarks, Echo, Taos, Finn, Mephisto, Piccolinos, Wolke, Propay, and many others. We think we're the best place to buy shoes in Tucson. Our selection of wide widths is the best in the area. A big selection of the best brands, coupled with service from an energetic staff and a vast inventory of sizes and widths, is the Allen Shoes promise. Our new store hours are 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Allen Shoes offers the comfort you want and the service you deserve. Visit us at one of our Tucson stores or online at allenshoes.com.
So much more than just windows and doors. Tucson Window and Door.
You've seen the rest. Now see the best at Tucson Window and Door. Right now, you'll save during our biggest sale ever. Save 15% on your entire purchase, plus an additional $100 on every window and door. Tucson Window and Door is locally owned and operated. You'll never get over the top prices by aggressive salespeople who won't leave your home. We'll always treat you fairly and with respect. Check out our numerous testimonials and positive reviews. For the best products at the best prices, specially engineered for Tucson's harsh elements, remember Tucson Window and Door. Financing options are available OAC. Remember, save 15% plus an additional $100 on every window and door during our biggest sale ever at Tucson Window and Door. Go to TucsonWindowAndDoor.com to schedule your free estimate today. That's TucsonWindowAndDoor.com or call 298-DOOR. 298-DOOR. ROC number 206959.
So much more than just windows and doors. Tucson Window and Door.
Need a plumber? Call Al Coronado Plumbing. Featuring our 5-crown service. We charge by the job, not the hour. There are never any unpleasant surprises. As everyone knows, emergencies happen at the worst time. That's why we answer our phones 24/7. And at Al Coronado Plumbing, there's never an overtime charge. You pay the same regardless of when we do the work.
Al Coronado Plumbing, the name you come to trust. Our 5-pound service keeps things running.
Our work is guaranteed up to 5 years. Call 323-7848.
Al Coronado Plumbing. Our 5-pound service keeps things running.
Call 323-7848. ROC number 289733.
Welcome back to Business with Rob and Alan. I'm Rob Davidson, owner of Davidson Advertising. The sponsors of Back to Business are Tucson Window and Door, Al Coronado Plumbing, Steamy Concepts, WaterTech, Arizona Pest Control, and Alan Shoes.
And I'm Alan McCloskey, owner of Alan Shoes.
And our special guest today is Bruce Tenenbaum, owner of Arizona Pest Control. Bruce started out in the company as a salesman. Then he purchased stock interest in 1985, and in 2012, he became the sole owner. The company now employs over 45 people, and they held the Million Dollar Roach Contest in 2000 and are known as the home of the Million Dollar Roach. Bruce won a 2000 Primus Award of Merit from the PRSA for that event. He is a member of the Executives Association of Tucson, past president of the Parent Aid Child Abuse Prevention Center of Tucson. He's a past chairman of the Structural Pest Control Commission of Arizona, and he won a 2001 National Leadership Award presented by the National Pest Control Association. Bruce, welcome to Back to Business. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
We're glad to have you with us, Bruce. Why don't you give us a little background into your company? It's been around for a long, long time, and maybe you could just tell us how it started.
Yeah, back in, the company started in 1947. The name of the company was Arizona Pest Control. It was a one-man, two-man operation, and business just from there has started to grow, was growing. And I happened to move out in 1980, the business was sold to two investors. So the two investors, you know, took the business and wanted to grow the business. And from there, we just grown the business pretty big, a lot of employees. But how I really got involved in it is back in, I graduated in 1976 in New York. And I went to college for play golf, a little junior college to play golf. And one year, 1977, I played for the year. I woke up one morning. I said, you know, coach, I don't want to play golf anymore. Done. Tired. So I left school and I headed back home to New York and I stayed there for a year. And then in 1979, my good friend decided to go cross country and see what's going on around the world. And we ended up in Arizona in 1979. And in 1979, I had no money. I was a 21-year-old kid, lost. Didn't know what to do, just like a lot of kids are today. And then, so I found the job at this company called Arizona Chemical, a one-man operation. And I was working there. You know, I happened to get the job. I was 21 years old, happened to get the job. And I was spraying, selling, doing all the aspects of the business. I needed a living. And then in 1980, two investors came in and bought the business. And they came to me in 81, 82, said, would you like to be the general manager? I said, well, yeah, I like to be the general manager, but I want to be the general manager of something I own. I don't want to be a general manager I have no interest in. So we made a little deal, and you know, back then they said, in 2 years, if you can do what you say you could do, we'll sell you 21% of the stock. So I did in 1985, as you said, I did everything I could do, and they sold me 21% of the stock. So at that point, I became a partner. You know, we went from 5 employees at that time to 15 in a couple of years. So we'd grown the business. It was a great time at that time. Everybody needs pest control.
It's a growing town, lots of new homes, a lot of people moving here at that time, so the timing was probably perfect.
Oh, the timing was great. I couldn't be any lucky. And that's the only job I ever had in my life. You know, believe it. I worked as a landscaper back in my home little town of Ellenville, New York. But, you know, it's the only job I had. So we made a little deal that we want to grow the business. So we grew the business, and then, as you said before, I think it was 1986, Rob, you came up and I came up with an idea. We're going to barcode a roach and release it in Tucson.
Yeah, I believe that's with the time you changed your name from Arizona Exterminating to Arizona Pest Control, wasn't it, Bruce?
And that is correct. I never liked the name Arizona Chemical. So we changed the name to Arizona Pest Control at that time. So we wanted to do something big. So we what we did at first, we changed the name. What we did, it had a roach contest for the biggest roach.
Right.
So people were looking out in Tucson for roaches all over town. They were going in the sewers. They were going everywhere looking for that million, you know, that big roach.
Yeah, we did. We gave $1,000, I think, that year to the person who brought in the biggest roach, right?
Exactly. It was a student from the U of A. She was so excited to win $1,000. She found it in her kitchen cupboards. She was so excited. It was like 2.3 inches. It was huge. It was great.
And what's the name of that roach? You named it, didn't you?
We named it now. It's Arnold Rochenegger. He's famous in town, Arnold Rochenegger. And every year after that contest, the race, looking for the biggest, people said, what are you going to do next year? And that's when we came up with the $50,000.
Actually, contest. Bruce, I correct you. The next year we did the roach races. Don't you remember? We had the roach races.
That's right. We did the roach races. Yeah.
We set up a track. We built a track. And one of the radio station back in the day, it was KRQ, I believe. We had them out there, and they ran the races for us.
Right. We built a little racetrack, and we had to put a little nail polish on each of the roaches to identify them, because they all look the same, right? So we had to put red nail polish, black nail polish, and all those things. And the only way you could do that, you have to throw the roach in the freezer for about a minute to slow them down. And when they're slow, when they're cold, they don't move so fast, and then we're able to put a little nail polish on them. People thought we were a little crazy, but, you know, it worked. You know, that's how we did it. So we were able to watch the roaches. We just had a contest, and we just, you know, gave $1,000 for the fastest roach out.
Yeah, it was.
You know, this is Alan, and I didn't know all these facts before. I didn't know about the roach thing, but let's go back to this nail polish. Exactly how big is a nail on a roach?
Well, the roaches can be about 1.5 to 2 inches, but, you know, we had to put something on to identify them, Alan, right?
Well, so I'm just thinking about their nails. You didn't just put it on their nails.
No.
You put them
We put it on their back. We put it on the back so we could see them. See, because you
know, what was the track made of then when you had the roach races? Was it a wood track?
It was wood. Yeah, it was a big wood thing. It was, I don't know, it was about 5 feet by 10 feet. And it was circular, and it almost looked like the dog track, if you could, you know, but a smaller version of that. And
it was pretty wild. Circular track. Yeah, it was a circular track. We put the roaches in the middle of the track, and there's a black circle around the outside. So they had to go like 3 feet, and whoever roach got to the end of the line won that heat. Right. We built the can. That you put the roaches in a can in the center of the track, and you pull a string, and the string opened up the roaches, picked up the, and they took off running. And whoever ended up at the black line would win the heat. I bet we had 15 heats.
At least.
And then we had a final. Yeah, at least. We had a camera. We had a camera up above for instant replay.
Yeah, we needed a photo. Yeah, we had a photo finish camera just in case it was close. It was quite a scene.
Yeah. Well, did anything match all this great publicity that you probably built up during those years? I mean, did anything else, any other events that you're going to be able to tell us about that match the marketing that these early years, you know, had?
Alan, these were nothing compared to what we did afterwards. So, and I think we're going to probably want to talk about that one after the break, because we did follow it up with a couple more contests, and I think they really helped put Bruce's company on the map, wouldn't you say, Bruce?
Absolutely. We're all over, everywhere, you name it.
Yeah, it was quite a scene. So, Bruce, if you'll stick with us, we're coming up on the news break here at 9:30. So, if you stick with us, we'll come back and talk about the other things you've done and all the other things you're doing in your company. One of the things that Alan and I have talked about a lot over the last few weeks is peer groups, and I know you're involved in peer groups. So these are all things we'd like to talk to you about in a few minutes. So please hang with us, and we'll be right back to you.
catch us on the internet at b2btucson.com. That's b-t-o-b-tucson.com. That's our website. We've got lots of shows, recordings of previous shows. We're going to have this current guest up there within a few days also, and you'll be able to listen to shows and read bios on everyone and maybe have some contact information on some of them. If you want to sponsor our show, please call Rob at Davidson Advertising at 629-9555. You're listening to Back to Business with Robin Allen on KVOI 1030 AM The Voice. In the next segment, we'll have more from Bruce, and we'll be right back after our commercial break and the news.
Wide Wide by Allen Shoes is a wide-width specialty store located at 7366 North Oracle Road, about a block north of Ina. Wide Wide by Allen Shoes focuses on wide and extra-wide widths of men's and women's shoes, the best selection of wide-width shoes in Tucson. You'll find some brands in this location that aren't carried at our stores, such as Softwalk, Aravon, SAS, Trotters, and Easy Spirit. We also carry the best selection of wide widths from both Brooks and New Balance. A big selection of the best brands, coupled with service from an energetic staff, and a vast inventory of sizes and widths is the Allen Shoes promise. Wide Wide by Allen Shoes is open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Allen Shoes offers the comfort you want and the service you deserve. Visit us at one of our Tucson stores or online at allenshoes.com.
So much more than just windows and doors. Tucson Window and Door.
You've seen the rest. Now see the best at Tucson Window and Door. Right now, you'll save during our biggest sale ever. Save 15% on your entire purchase, plus an additional $100 on every window and door. Tucson Window and Door is locally owned and operated. You'll never get over the top prices by aggressive salespeople who won't leave your home. We'll always treat you fairly and with respect. Check out our numerous testimonials and positive reviews. For the best products at the best prices, specially engineered for Tucson's harsh elements, remember Tucson Window and Door. Financing options are available OAC. Remember, save 15% plus an additional $100 on every window and door during our biggest sale ever at Tucson Window and Door. Go to TucsonWindowAndDoor.com to schedule your free estimate today. That's TucsonWindowAndDoor.com or call 298-DOOR, 298-DOOR, ROC number 206959.
So much more than just windows and doors, Tucson Window and Door.
Water is the essence of life. Doesn't your family deserve the best? Give your family the best with the drinking water system from WaterTech. Our systems will provide you and your family with clean, healthy water, up to 25 gallons per day. A soft water system from WaterTech will help protect your plumbing, fixtures, will eliminate hard water minerals, and make your dishes and glasses sparkle. Give your family the gift of water from WaterTech.
WaterTech.
Providing service after the sale.
Since 1967.
Got bugs, termites, bees, or rodents? Arizona Pest Control will hunt them down. Arizona Pest Control is your complete desert pest management specialist. Pests can't run or hide from Arizona Pest Control. They use only the latest and most technologically advanced methods of pest elimination available, which minimizes the effects on the environment. Let Arizona Pest Control get rid of your bad bugs, termites, bees, or rodents. Serving Tucson and Southern Arizona since 1947. Go to azpest.com to schedule your free evaluation today.
Welcome back to Business with Rob and Alan. I'm Rob Davidson, owner of Davidson Advertising.
And I'm Alan McCloskey. My wife Annette and I own and operate Allen Shoes in Tucson. The sponsors of Back to Business are Tucson Window and Door, Al Coronado Plumbing, Steamy Concepts, Arizona Pest Control, WaterTech, and Allen Shoes. And our guest today is Bruce Tenenbaum. He is the owner of Arizona Pest Control, and he's got some great stories of promotions they ran. But before Bruce, before you get back to that, Bruce, I want to make sure we fit in our regular segment here where we really want to know from you as a business owner, what are you doing right now that's different in your business as you're responding to the pandemic?
Yeah, that's a good question, Alan. You know, we're advertising, you know, and people worried about their house. You know, we're lucky. We're a necessity, you know, thank God. And people have bugs in their home all day. So they see their bug problem. They see a termite problem and they're calling us. So, you know, they're home all day. When they're not home all day, they don't see these things. So, you know, thank God for us. We're able to go out there, give them a little evaluation, tell them what they need to do, how to do it, and they're fine. We don't really go inside the house anymore. Everything's done outside. You know, we talk to people outside. We have masks. We're really safe at what we do, and we're able to give people evaluations, and then they make the decision. They're home all day, so they see a scorpion problem, a roach problem, a termite problem, and I think you can't stop advertising. You know, it's something that we never did years and years ago, but today we advertise a lot. We're on TV. We do a lot of Google searches, social media, Facebook, more than I ever did, and people are calling, and they need our service. So, you know, we suit up, we have masks on, we have booties on, and we go to their house. I'm just blessed that they call us.
Have you experienced any absenteeism as a result, you know, that's been problematic for your business as a result of this pandemic? Has that affected your staff and your ability to maintain a staff?
Absolutely. It's tough. It's not easy. When somebody is around somebody, we don't let nobody, they're not allowed to come into the office for 14 days. And we work around it. We do the best we can about working around it. And then, you know, it's so funny that we're looking for help, you know, and, you know, and somebody, it's so hard to find help. You know, they say unemployment is what it is today, but nobody shows up. Nobody wants to come and work. We really have an issue of finding people to work today, you know. But, you know, we're lucky. We got to be very careful how we work. In our office, we spread out over 6 feet. We're able to answer the phones. If we have to, we can forward the phones to our house and answer the phones. We're not like you have customers come into your office, you know, into your showroom. We go to them. So, and we're able to forward the phones if we need to our employees' house. But yeah, we have the same issue as anybody else. You know, somebody goes out and they come call me and they have COVID. They caught it over the weekend or they caught it somewhere else. So we have to just deal with it. And we do, you know, we're very careful. We let them go home. We pay that employee for that too. You know, just because they got it, we continue to pay them. We have long-time employees, thank God. I think my average employee is about 13 years.
And they each have a territory, if I remember correctly. I mean, we use your services. They each have a territory, so they get to know their customers and develop a personal relationship on behalf of the company. Is that not true?
Oh, that is absolutely true. You know, each guy has about 150 customers, and they see him every other month, and they got a rapport with him. So they love now when the holidays come because all my customers are giving holiday gifts, you know, because they've been with them so long. And they trust our employees, you know. They really trust them. And all of our services today are done outside. You know, bugs come from the outside, so why not spray from the outside? There's no necessary to spray inside. So the most important thing is spraying the outside of the house. And every one of our employees got rapports with our customers. You know, we're thankful that they still have our service. There's some customers that don't have our service because they can't afford it because of COVID. And we have a policy that we will service that customer anyway. Hopefully for them, they'll get back on their feet and they'll be able to deal with it. But I don't want them to not have the service because they got laid off at their job. So we'll service that customer because they've been with us so long.
Maybe Rob can go back and explain some of these other great marketing campaigns that you've had over the years. Rob?
Well, Alan, you know, we were talking about the largest roach contest and then the races. And Bruce, the year after we did the races, we came up with the $50,000 roach, if you remember.
Absolutely.
And what we did that year is you bought an insurance policy for $50,000. And we did, that was the first time we did the barcoding of the roaches. We did that here in Tucson. We barcoded, 25 roaches and let them go. And if the winner would have found it, they would have won the 50 grand.
Exactly.
And then the year later, it was interesting, Alan, that was about the time you had all these game shows on TV. It's when Regis Philbin had the Millionaire and there was all kinds of shows. So then what we did was Bruce's peer group called the U Group. There were 16 of you, Bruce, and we all got together and did nationwide, we did the Million Dollar Roach. And maybe you could talk about that a little bit, Bruce.
Yeah, I belong to a peer group. You know, regarding the peer group is that it's a group of pest control companies around the country that meet twice a year, and we share information. We're up front. We share everything with it in the peer group. And I mentioned it's a peer group. How about, you know, we all barcode a roach and we'll make it worth $1 million. Let's release 25 roaches in each of our cities. So they all jumped on, and each one of them barcoded a roach, 25 of them, and we released them. I bought, again, another insurance policy. The insurance policy picked the number out of which roach was going to be worth $1 million. And we released it. We did it. And the national news took off. Everybody took off, you know, Tucson. Everybody didn't want us to go in sewers. You know, I had the attorney general from St. Louis call me, telling me we can't release roaches in our city because it's against the law. I said, tell me where does it say that? You know, and he goes, I guess it doesn't. He has no rules that can't release roaches, because I told him we released 25, but we collected hundreds and thousands of them from your city. We could let the people know there's hundreds of thousands of roaches in your city, and we only released 25. So he said, have a great day. It was nice talking to you, Bruce. We don't need to have that PR.
The media response was unbelievable back then in 2000, and it was before the internet, Alan. We didn't have Facebook and all these ways to spread it, so we were sending out press releases daily to the media. Bruce, you were on CBS This Morning. I remember we flew over to L.A. for your interview with Brian Gumbel. You were on The Daily Show. You were on with CNN. I mean, the response was really incredible. It's amazing. If we had had the internet like we have now, what would have happened? But it was quite a successful promotion. And didn't they find they turned in 8 of those roaches, if I'm not mistaken, right, Bruce?
Yeah, they turned 8 that had a barcode on it. It was amazing.
And you've got them in your office in a little in a shadow box.
I do. So
we ended up giving away $1,000 in each city for the biggest roach, and we gave a $5,000 total because the chance of somebody winning were slim. So somebody won $5,000 out of the thing. I believe it was someone from Louisiana, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it was from Louisiana. She found it on her deck.
And that was a big roach. It was about three and a half inches long. I mean, that thing was hands down the winner. There was no question about that. We certainly didn't have to do any recounts or anything like that back then.
Do you have any last minute comments for us, Bruce, before we let you go? Bit of wisdom to help us through this pandemic.
I wish I had a great. Something positive I could tell you. I just think we need to just continue to do what we can. We need to all be safe. You know, we need to wear our mask. We need to wash our hands. You know, all of us do it, you know, 5-6 times a day. Our hands are raw by now, right? But for safety, you got to wear your mask. You got to be careful. And we're very careful all the way around.
Bruce Tenenbaum, thank you so much for being with us today. We had some fun learning about your promotions and your terrific company and what you've done there. Lots of nice things, and good luck to you and your family and to your business. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Hey, thank you for having me. Bye-bye.
Catch us on the internet at b2btucson.com. That's b2btucson.com. If you want to sponsor our show, please call Rob. He can be found at Davidson Advertising at 629-9555. You're listening to Back to Business with Robin Allen on KVOI 1030 AM, The Voice. We'll invite you to come back after our commercial break.
For over 37 years, Allen Shoes has become the place to find quality comfort footwear, great customer service, and the best selection of sizes and widths. Allen Shoes carries men's and women's shoes from brands such as New Balance, Brooks, Hoka, Birkenstock, Clarks, Echo, Taos, Finn, Mephisto, Piccolinos, Wolke, Propre, and many others. We think we're the best place to buy shoes in Tucson. Our selection of wide widths is the best in the area. A big selection of the best brands, coupled with service from an energetic staff and a vast inventory of sizes and widths, is the Allen Shoes promise. Our new store hours are 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Allen Shoes offers the comfort you want and the service you deserve. Visit us at one of our Tucson stores or online at allenshoes.com.
So much more than just windows and doors. Tucson Window and Door.
You've seen the rest. Now see the best at Tucson Window and Door. Right now, you'll save during our biggest sale ever. Save 15% on your entire purchase, plus an additional $100 on every window and door. Tucson Window and Door is locally owned and operated. You'll never get over the top prices by aggressive salespeople who won't leave your home. We'll always treat you fairly and with respect. Check out our numerous testimonials and positive reviews. For the best products at the best prices, specially engineered for Tucson's harsh elements, remember Tucson Window and Door. Financing options are available OAC. Remember, save 15% plus an additional $100 on every window and door during our biggest sale ever at Tucson Window and Door. Go to TucsonWindowAndDoor.com to schedule your free estimate today. That's TucsonWindowAndDoor.com or call 298-DOOR, 298-DOOR, ROC number 206959.
So much more than just windows and doors, Tucson Window and Door.
Got bugs, termites, bees, or rodents? Arizona Pest Control will hunt them down. Arizona Pest Control is your complete desert pest management specialist. Pests can't run or hide from Arizona Pest Control. They use only the latest and most technologically advanced methods of pest elimination available, which minimizes the effects on the environment. Let Arizona Pest Control get rid of your bad bugs, termites, bees, or rodents. Serving Tucson and Southern Arizona since 1947. Go to azpest.com to schedule your free evaluation today.
Water is the essence of life. Doesn't your family deserve the best? Give your family the best with the drinking water system from WaterTech. Our systems will provide you and your family with clean, healthy water, up to 25 gallons per day. A soft water system from WaterTech will help protect your plumbing, fixtures, will eliminate hard water minerals, and make your dishes and glasses sparkle. Give your family the gift of water from WaterTech.
WaterTech.
Providing service after the sale.
Since 1967.
Welcome back to Back to Business with Rob and Alan. I'm Rob Davidson, owner of Davidson Advertising. The sponsors of Back to Business are Tucson Window and Door, Al Coronado Plumbing, Steamy Concepts, WaterTech, Arizona Pest Control, and Alan Shoes.
And I'm Alan McCloskey, owner-operator of Alan Shoes. And so segment four of our show, as those of you who are regular listeners know, is when we put a little lighter spot on what's going on, because we think laughter is the best medicine. However, I have to say that those segments and some of those stories, Rob, that you were talking about with Bruce, those are hilarious, but they're great examples for a business in and outside of a pandemic about great marketing and how to bring attention to your business. I applaud both you and Bruce on your partnership over the years and how you did that, Rob.
Yeah, we had a great time with it, Alan, and it really worked. And, you know, it's just a matter of coming up. Sometimes the craziest ideas in the world work, and this one really did. And quite frankly, it did not cost that much money to put these events on when you think about it. For any business person out there that's trying to think out of the box and do something a little differently, you can do some pretty fantastic things with a very, very limited budget, just as long as you have a good imagination and you're willing to try something different. And
I remember you and I did something for our stores. I think it was called the Money Drop.
Oh, right. That's when you had the store over at Franklin's at the university, right?
Right. We had this clothing store, and we were trying to bring attention to it, and we ran this event where we were throwing money off the roof, and we had these fans up there, and it was really just falling onto the grass, and people were collecting, and it wasn't a hell of a lot of money. It was a modest sum, but it brought a lot of attention, and we had some article in the news about it. But what was really a little funny, I don't know if it's funny or sad, Rob, is people would call up in advance when we were advertising it, and they would say, I need to know exactly what time you're dropping the money because I want to come over on my lunch break and grab some.
Yep, and we had a few homeless people there too, Alan. I think that was quite a scene over by the U of A that time. Again, it didn't cost you that much. I don't think you guys threw away more than about $200 or $300. A lot of singles. There was a few fives, a couple of tens.
I think it was 400. But in any case, we had these pens with shredded money from the mint or whatever in them and whatever. So, listen, these are great marketing things, and you got to not, as a business owner, you can't stop thinking about some of these things you need to do to bring attention to your business. During the segment, my wife was telling me we need to start doing some of this stuff again.
Yep, you know, it's just a matter of doing it and just try something different. You know, think out of the box. Here, you know, Alan, before we get into some of our humorous things, here at Costco is thinking a little bit out of the box here for people that are afraid to travel. They're selling a $17,500 private jet membership that lasts for a year. If you're worried about flying commercial because of the pandemic, Costco might be able to help you out. The wholesale retailer sells a one-year membership to a private jet charter company called Wheels Up, which allows members to book a private jet as easily as a rideshare or short-term vacation rental. Although the $17,500 membership is quite a hefty fee, it also comes with a $3,500 Costco shop card and $4,000 worth of flight credit. Other benefits include dedicated account management, a one-year membership with Inspirato, a luxury vacation rental subscription service, and guaranteed nationwide aircraft availability up to 365 days a year. Members can either buy an additional fund program with lower rates and lower billable fly times, or they can pay as they fly according to the product. The Wheels Up fleet includes more than 300 private aircraft as well as more than 1,250 partner aircraft. The company promises enhanced health and safety measures through its Self-Safe Passage program, which includes having all Wheels Up aircraft getting an antimicrobial shield treatment at least every 90 days. So they're thinking out of the box there at Costco a little bit, Alan. So if anyone's wanting to fly, here might be a safe way to try and do it.
You know, every day I'm getting in my email box, Rob, an offer to go to Las Vegas, and I used to go there two or three times a year, mainly because there's a trade show there, but also because it's a kind of a fun place to go. But this year, I've had all these great opportunities to go there for cheaply, but I'm afraid of the... Listen, I'm not going to drive there. It's a pretty long drive, but it's for me, and it's... But it, we're afraid of the airports, not necessarily the plane, so... But that would be a neat opportunity for somebody that can afford it, which is not me.
Not me either.
But... program. But let's talk about our sarcastic quotes so we can move on with the show here real quickly. And Rob, what do you have for number 111 on our sarcastic quotes?
Nice perfume. Must you marinate in it?
Number 112. There are two theories to argue with women. Two theories to argue with women. Neither one works. That was a quote by Will Rogers.
Number 113, marriage has no guarantees. If that's what you're looking for, go live with a car battery. That's Irma Bombeck.
114, this is what happened in love. One of you cried a lot, and then both of you grew sarcastic. That's a quote from Lori Moore.
Here's a quote from Stephen Wright. 99% of lawyers give the rest a bad name.
116, I am in full position... I'm in full possession of the amazing power of being sarcastic. That's what Sarah Reeves Brennan said.
Number 116. Everybody knows how to raise children except the people who have them. That's from P.J. O'Rourke.
That was 117. Here's 118. If life gives you lemons, then be thankful for it. I've been getting only the peels for as long as I can remember.
119. I don't know how many people can fake whole relationships. I can't even fake a hello to somebody I don't like.
Number 120. Marriage is the chief cause of divorce. That's what Groucho Marx said. Rob, we've only got a few minutes left. Let's get on to our Putts of the Week award winners or our nominees. We've got three quick nominees. What can you do, Robin? And you can look at the time left on the show. I cannot.
Yeah,
go
we're
ahead.
In pretty good shape here, Alan. The first one, parents tied to cover up. They tried to cover up a super spreader dance. Disaster ensued. Long before it was deemed a potential super spreader event, it didn't take a detective to realize that someone in Rolla, Missouri was throwing a massive party. Sailing-themed invitations were screenshotted on Snapchat. Parents wrote cryptic Facebook posts. Pink formal dresses popped up on Instagram. But the Rolla residents who witnessed those posts likely didn't put the full picture together. So... Nor could they have predicted the extent to which the event, an unsanctioned homecoming dance at a local steakhouse, would affect the community. This week, Ashley Wen, health director of Phelps-Marie's County Health Department, told the Daily Beast that up to 200 Rolla High School students and numerous parents gathered indoors at Matt's Steakhouse on Saturday, November 7th. Juan called it a parent-organized event, and the department has said students from the freshman through senior classes were present. Super spreader was what it was when the inevitable COVID-19 cases started popping up. Juan said her department's job was made harder by the fact that there were no list of attendees. This wasn't an accident. The health department was told by community members and those in attendance that organizers intentionally hid the number and identity so that they couldn't be traced. Not good, Alan. That was not a nice thing.
Those guys are putzes, but we're not sure they're the worst putz of the week or the best putz of the week. I don't even know if that's what we're rewarding, best or worst. But the next one is a suspended NASCAR driver. What do you have to say about him?
Well, this young man did something. He had an interesting time. Truck Series driver Josh Reum was suspended indefinitely by NASCAR on Tuesday for violating its social media policy. Reum, who owns a team in the Truck Series, says he posted a picture to Snapchat of a toaster strudel last week. That seems pretty innocuous, right? Well, the icing on that strudel was drawn in the shape of a swastika. And Reum said he somehow didn't realize that he had drawn a strudel swastika when he posted the picture to Snapchat. What happened was I made a toaster strudel. I put icing on it. I put icing on it arbitrarily, but it was a swastika. Anyway, he says that it was totally unintentional, Alan, and he apologized for his actions, but he doesn't have a racist bone in his body, and he just doesn't know how he inadvertently made a swastika on the strudel.
Well, let's see if we've got somebody that will top that one. How about somebody from Mississippi? I think you came across the other day.
Yeah, this
Rob,
is a good one.
Let's
this
talk
is
about
good.
Him.
A Republican state legislator floated the idea of breaking up the union in the wake of Joe Biden's defeat of Donald Trump. State Representative Price Wallace took to social media to suggest that Mississippi should secede in response to the new president-elect. However, Mr. Wallace misspelled a tweet that Mississippi should secede from the union in response to a Twitter thread from a fellow state representative. Robert Foster had called for all legal votes to be counted before a winner in the presidential race was declared. So Mr. Wallace used the word succeed instead of secede. So I think he's being nominated for Putz of the Week, Alan, because if you're trying to get people to do something, it would probably be right if you used the right word, right? I mean, he's got a right to his opinion.
I saw something else, and I'm really thinking, as a matter of someone that would just be a putz and think that they're unhappy with the result and their state has to move out of the union, I think for that purpose, I want to award the Putz of the Week award to this Mississippi lawmaker.
Okay, I agree.
Catch us on the internet at b2btucson.com. If you want to sponsor our show, please call Rob at Davidson Advertising at 629-9555. If you're a retailer or restaurant owner or any business that struggled through the last few months, or someone just interested in business, this is the show for you. It's Back to Business with Rob and Alan, KVOI, 1030 AM, The Voice. This has been Alan McCloskey.
And Rob Davidson. Have a great week, everyone.